ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here at the Pirate Arena on the lovely campus of Branson High School, Bombers find themselves up 17-7. Lineup, the Bombers are rolling out there. Jake McGee, Wyatt Gilbert, Abe Crawford, two substitutions. Sam Bryant and Liam Russell hop in for the Bombers. So Bombers up 17-7. Ball just inbounded. Pirates will have it. It's swung inside. It's held back to Darian Williams. They find Allison on the post up. Now they give it to Jones. Jones, 15-footer, rattled around. It'll bounce in. Friendly bounce here, and Branson gets the shot to go, as Jones has four this afternoon. So it'll be Bryant. Kicks it to Jake. Back to Bryant. Back to Jake. Back to Bryant. Over to Abe Crawford. He's going to put a little floater. Air left it short. Tipped it back in. Saved it to McGee. Good hustle play. Into Liam Russell. Liam's going to lay it off the rim. Won't go. Long-armed it. Branson comes up with the rebound. So it'll be Ahmet. Back to Darian Williams. Ethan Jones now, guarded by McGee. Over to Ahmet. Going to kick it back to his right. Darian Williams. Up top to Ethan Jones. Jones lays it off the window. It's good. And the lead is cut to six. 6 points on the afternoon, four in the second quarter for Jones. So Bryant's going to bounce it to McGee, back to Bryant. Back to Crawford at the nailhead. Crawford's going to dribble it back out the three-point line. Back to Bryant, over to McGee. Back to Bryant. Sam's going to send it back to Jake. Back to Bryant, two-man game. Back to Crawford, three-man game. Over up top to Bryant, about 6 feet behind the three-point line. Bryant's going to work back down to McGee. Back to Bryant. On the right wing, back to the corner, McGee. Now McGee's going to direct traffic. Now he's going to go to the top. Now they send it back to Bryant on the left wing. Over to Wyatt Gilbert in the left corner. He's going to put a little 10-foot floater, rattle around on the rim. Didn't get the friendly bounce that Branson did. And Ethan Jones comes up with the rebound. They kick it out to, this is Luke Allison. Now back to Jones. Branson waiting for something to open up. Jones has it as he'll drive inside. There is a whistle. That'll be on number three, Jake McGee. We're waiting on who they called that foul on. The substitution started going a little early, so the officials sent them back. So Satch Harris, Dawson Tabor, and Matt Jones will come back in. They get it to Colton Cooper. Cooper over to Williams up top. Three-pointer on the way. Won't go as Tabor was trying to go for the rebound. Some guy, I believe that was Williams, hopped on his back and fouled him. He'll be called for the foul. So Bombers will get it back. 17-11. Starters back in as they got Liam Russell, Sam Bryant, and leave Abe Crawford out of the ballgame. Tabor has it in the corner. He's going to put a couple dribbles on the floor. Lost the handle. Get it ahead to Ethan Jones. Jones driving on Jake McGee. Layup is missed. McGee the rebound. McGee ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to go to his right. Kicks it to Harris. Harris going to drive inside. Met by two defenders. Jones going to put one dribble on the floor. Kicks it out. McGee over to Harris. Back to McGee. McGee wide open. Left wing three. Rattled around. Wouldn't go. And the Pirates come up with this one. Bomber offense kind of stalling so far. They swing it over to the left side, Williams. 17-11, our score. Bombers leading. As Williams is going to put up a three, hesitated for a while, got that one to fall. Thought about that one for a long time. He finally put it up. It was a good decision. And the Bomber lead is cut down to three. 17-14, Bombers. Tabor back to Harris on the right wing. They find Jake McGee, open corner three. Well, that won't go. Rebounded by Cooper. Cooper ahead to Ahmet. Ahmed on the right side. Hands it off. Ethan Jones, one of the three, drives inside. Darian Williams going to try another three. Made the last one, missed this one. Rebound goes to Gilbert. Gilbert pushing ahead, stops, pops, puts up the 10-foot floater. It's good. Wyatt Gilbert gets the floater to go, stops this run by the Branson Pirate offense. As Ahmed has it, picks up his dribble over to Darian Williams. Over to Ethan Jones now. Ethan's going to keep looking. Now to the right side, swings it to Darian Williams again. Finds Cooper. Back to Jones. Over to the left side, Ahmed. Ahmed's going to drive to his right, gets a screen from Allison. He's going to put it up a little 15-footer. It's good. Aiden Ahmed knocks down the free throw line jumper. And it's 19-16 in favor of the Bombers. Harris with it now. Over to McGee. McGee about two steps inside the free throw. Inside the half-court stripe. Back to Harris. Back to McGee. Back to Harris. Now he has it between the circles. Dribbles to his right. McGee back to Harris. Back to McGee. Back to Harris. To Tabor at the free throw line. Inside to Jones. Tried to force it there, but the ball is knocked away. Branson comes up with it. That was Aiden Ahmed on the steal. Ahmed now going to his right. Gets the screen from Williams. And we have a whistle and a foul. Be on Dawson Tabor. Be his first foul, team's fourth. Dominic Kimberlin will replace Luke Allison for the Pirates. All eight Branson Pirates in uniform have made an appearance as the inbounds pass is thrown to the backcourt harmlessly to Ethan Jones, who will just walk it up. 3 minutes remaining. Bombers lead cut down to three. 19-16 our score. They give it over to Kimberlin. Back to Ahmed. Ahmed's going to drive. Gilbert all over him. Jones is going to put up the three. He gets it to go, and now the game is tied. Ethan Jones with the triple. He's got 9 points this evening. And the Bombers' lead, which was originally 10, is now tied. Jones driving inside, left the layup short, got the offensive rebound, put it back, got another offensive rebound, and there's a whistle and a foul. As a lot of contact underneath. That'll be on number 24, Colton Cooper. It'll be his first, team's fourth, as McGee will throw it in from the right lane line under to the Bombers' basket. McGee over to Harris for three on the way off the back of the rim. McGee the rebound, and we have a foul as they're going to call that on Jake McGee. Wasn't boxed out. They call him for over the back. Oh, my goodness. That wasn't a great call at all, as McGee wasn't even touched when he got the rebound. And they're going to call him for the foul and go the other way. So that's Jake McGee's second foul, very costly, as we have a bucket down the other end. Aiden Ahmed missed a layup and put the offensive rebound in. And the Bombers now down 21-19 as Josh Fulcher will call a timeout, stop this run. 2:22 left in this first half. Bombers down 21-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, back here at Branson Pirate Arena, a game that was all Bombers to start 17-7 after the first quarter. Now the Bombers find themselves down 21-19. Bit of a scoring explosion, mainly from Ethan Jones and Aiden Ahmed, who have accounted for 12 of the Pirates' 14 points here in this quarter, as Gilbert has it. Over to McGee in the corner. McGee pulls it back out. Over to Harris. Harris thought about a three. Over to McGee. Back to Matt Jones. Matt's going to drive inside, takes the contact as he's called for a travel. So the Bombers now down 21-19. Branson gets the ball back. Ahmet now ahead to Darian Williams. Williams driving inside, kicks it out. Kimberlin for three on the way. Off the back of the rim, Williams the rebound. Back over to Ahmet, and he'll get the layup to go with the left hand. 23-19 our score. Bombers now down four. Harris over to the left side, McGee. Jones kicks it out to Harris. McGee, left corner. Try to get it to Jones. Pass was tipped right back to him. Harris now back to McGee. Back to Harris. Over to Jake McGee. Inside to Matt Jones. Jones spin move inside the paint. Off the window. It's good. Great move by Matt Jones. Inside. Cuts the Pirate lead to 2. Minute 10 remaining here in this first half. Bombers down 2. As Cooper has it. Hands it off to Ahmet. Ahmet's going to pick up his dribble about mid-post, gives it to Darian Williams. Up top to Dominic Kimberlin, back to Williams, over to Ahmet. Ahmet to Cooper, back to Jones. Jones inside to Cooper. Cooper picks up his dribble, now to the right side of the floor, Kimberlin. Kimberlin wants the jumper, he gets it to go. Tough shot by Dominic Kimberlin. Knocks down the triple, and it's 26-21 in favor of the Pirates. As McGee will just walk it up, he's on the Branson logo now. Jake McGee, look at those right to Harris. Harris gets it inside to Jones. Jones, a little spin move, takes the contact off the window. It's good. Matt Jones just eating down low, and the Bombers have cut the lead to 3. Branson will hold for the final shot. The Ahmet. Ahmet holding it, guarded by Gilbert. Pressure extended. They swing it to the right side to Kimberlin, down to 8. Kimberlin's going to go down to 7. Try to get it inside to Jones. They do. Off the window. It's good. Down to 1 second. Gilbert's going to put it up at the buzzer. Good if it goes. Oh, it hit the back of the rim. A slow second quarter for the Bombers. They led 17-7 out of the first quarter. Now they're losing 28-23. We'll come back, check some stats, and have our Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.